Making better use of existing technology and images is high on the priority list of healthcare reform, since it has the potential to both reduce costs and improve outcomes. And that's exactly what Richard Lee, a stroke expert at Johns Hopkins, and colleagues are attempting to do with MRI images taken when someone is being evaluated for the most common type of stroke.
My research is focused on trying to improve stroke treatment, looking at ischemic stroke or not having enough blood flow to some part of the brain. The treatment for this is really focused on restoring blood flow, but we haven't really figured out the best way to do it. And the biggest problem we run into is that when we restore that blood flow, it can result in bleeding, something called intracranial hemorrhage, which can be very devastating, can be much worse than the stroke was to begin with.
Lee has developed a new way to interpret MRI images obtained with a contrast agent called gadolinium to assess bleeding potential. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.